We are going to do activity with everyone on the list. We're just going to see what we do with whom first. Next on the list is Samantha. And Samantha, I have down as a local C, a local C. Samantha is a restaurant owner, and it's a restaurant that myself and my family go to once every 3 weeks or once a month. We've been doing that for 6 or 7 years. We love this food. It's an Italian restaurant. Samantha is the owner, and she's there every time that we come in. And I've talked to Samantha. She comes and sits at our table. When we have dinner, she sits down for 5 minutes, talks to the family. I've known her. We've never really had an in-depth conversation, but I know Samantha pretty good. But our relationship is a C. We haven't had any in-depth conversations. She's a business owner. We go and we utilize her business, and I have her down as a local C. So now you're starting to get how we categorize this list based on our relationships. So I'm going to move through this now pretty quickly. We have Sarah, who is a long distance A. She's a long distance A. I have a tight relationship with her, but she's long distance. Alex is a long distance A. Brad is a local A. Roger is a local B. Eric is a long distance A. He lives in another state, but I have an A relationship with him. Tom is a long distance A. He's my brother. Tom's my brother. We have a long distance relationship. He's my brother. Obviously, it's an A because I get on good with Tom. Then we have Jana. Jana's a long distance B. That's somebody I worked with years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago. We got on fantastic. We socialized and she moved away. I haven't talked to her a lot since, maybe talked to her once a year. Send her a Christmas card. She would be a long distance B. At one point, I knew her really good. We were tight family friends. She moved away. We lost a little bit of touch, a little bit of contact, and she would be a long distance B. And simply, the only reason she would be a B is because we haven't had a lot of contact in the last couple of years. Then we have Anne, who is a local B. We have Mike, who is a local B. I know Mike, but I wouldn't say I have an A relationship with him, but I know him pretty good. We then have Amanda. She is a local B. We have Chris, local A. We have Kate, long distance B. We have Hannah, long distance A. We have Larry, local B. We have Sandy, local B. We have Tony, local A. We have Robert, local C. We have David, long distance B. We have Jimmy, local A. We have Ashley, local C. We have Jennifer, long distance B. We have Mark, local A. We have Rob, local A. We have Lewis, local B. We have Jane, local C. We have Robin, local A. Then on this list, we would have Brian, Tess, Marcus, Janet, Nancy, Luke, Kevin, Blaine, Chris, Ted, and Ed. We would categorize all of them. What do we do now? Well, now what we want to do is we just want to circle our highest opportunity of exposing that CD to somebody now, right now. And the highest opportunity of doing that is Bill, who's a local A. Bob, who's a local A. Mary, who's a local A. Joe, we would leave. He's an A, but we would leave him because he's a long distance A. And we want to get our local A's first. Then we would do Brad, who is a local A. Circle him. Next would be Chris. He's a local A. Then there would be Tony. He's a local A. Then there would be Jimmy. He's a local A. Then we would do Mark. He's a local A. Then we would do Rob. He's a local A. Then we would do Robin. She is a local A. And then anybody else who was on our local A list, we would circle them. Now we would have the first people that we would approach in the business. They are local. We have an A relationship with them.